Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and I'm excited to bring to you the Ready, Set, Run That Prayer Back series. And it's so important, you guys, to always be reminded about what you have prayed for in the past, because it's like you want to, I always tell people, track your progress, or not even your progress, but track God's progress, right? God is always making progress in our lives, and it's important for us to track it. So what better way to do that than to remind ourselves what God has done for us back then and where we're at right now, right? And so the Run That Prayer Back series originated from when I was listening to a sermon, and the pastor was preaching, and he was just like, I love it how y'all respond saying that again, or run that message back, or run that statement back. And I was just like, I love that. It just really spoke to my spirit. And I was like, we really need to do a Run That Prayer Back series. And also, we're doing it because when I was on maternity leave, if you don't know, now you know, I was on maternity leave for some time, which is why you see the gap in between the podcast back in November to now. It's because I was on maternity leave. So, yeah. But anyways, so enjoy these very special prayers for your career journey. Enjoy them. Meditate on the scriptures that are called out. And elevate yourself in a way that only peculiar people or peculiar professionals such as yourself can. All right, enjoy. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Protocol. I am your host, Crystal Williams, and I just want to know from you all this morning, how many of you all know that God got you? God got you. If you're able to put something in the comments, go ahead. But if you know that God got you, I just want you to declare and decree right now that God got me. God got me. And so, I mean, I can't stress that enough to you or say that enough to you. But you have to not just hear it from me, but you have to believe it for yourself that God has you. God has your front. God has your back. God has your side. Left side, right side, your top, your bottom. God got you in the name of Jesus, right? Period, period. And so I'm just so excited to be here with you all again, every Monday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern time. You know where to find us. So if you know somebody that needs to be on this prayer call with us, definitely invite them in. Let them know that we are here to just command our week, command our morning, and say, God, we thank you for orchestrating this work week. Yes, we may be going through this work week. We may not even know even what to expect during this work week, but we know who does know what's going to go on in this work week, and that is God. So we just thank God for his grace. We thank God for his mercy, and we thank God for his favor. And so that is the word I want to focus on this morning, and that word is favor. And before I get started, if you all are joining us for our Forward Focus Career Fast, you all know that we are on the second week of our fast. I hope everybody is doing well on the fast. If you have not been doing well on the fast, I pray that the Lord gives you an extra boost of an extra boost to keep you going, to carry you
through this fast, okay? To carry you through this fast, most importantly, to encourage you to just get closer during those times of weakness. Go to your scriptures. Go to the scripture of the day that I gave y'all last week. It's okay. So that's what I need for you, each and every one of you to do during those times of weakness that you may have during the fasting season. Okay, so now back to this word, favor. Favor. So the scripture for today during the fast is Psalms 90:17. And our focus is we are seeking favor in our career journey. We're going to God and seeking favor in our career journeys, asking God to like favor us in our career journeys. And so before I even read the verse, I definitely want to define what favor is. What is it? And it says, finding favor means gaining approval, acceptance, or special benefits or blessings. I'm going to say that again. Gaining favor means gaining approval, acceptance, or special benefits or blessings. I don't know about y'all, but y'all already know about the saying, favor ain't fair. It is nothing fair about favor. Nothing fair about favor. But we just declare and decree right now that God will always, always favor us as we go through our career journeys, our business journeys, and just life in general. Just life in general. Like whatever situation you may be facing right now, I don't care what it is. Favor from the Lord will intervene. We just declare and decree that right now. And just to give you an example of what favor is, let's say you are going up for an interview, right? Or applying for a job. And you're like, oh my goodness, I don't even know how in the world I'm going to even start interviewing or get in contact with somebody I even know with this that has this position. Like all of these things are going through your mind, right? But all of a sudden, how many of y'all know about that suddenly blessing? I do. You can raise your hand. You can say, God, I know about that suddenly blessing. And that is a part of God showing his favor to you when he displays those suddenly blessings. But yeah, so when going back to my example about God favoring you during the job search process or an interview process, you may be like, Lord, how am I even going to get this job? This job is just way over, you know, I'm not even qualified for this job and so forth. You very well may not be qualified for that job, but listen, it's somebody or something or someone out there that's looking at you. You don't even know. And so when they come knocking on your door, send you that nice, smooth email, you're going to be like, this ain't nothing but God, nothing but God, because clearly I didn't think I was a qualified. Nothing about this job says I'm qualified for it, but God qualified it for you. He has given it to you. And so I just pray that if you're on your job search season, or maybe you're not even searching for a job right now, that somebody just slides in your DM, slides in your email box, it says, hey, I want to interview you. And you're like, well, wait, me? I just pray that blessing for you right now in the name of Jesus. So that's just a small example of favor, but we can experience favor in any aspect of our lives, in our businesses. Lord have mercy. I know you probably have stories for days about God favoring you if you have a business, and then God favoring you just in life in general. Like, hello, I always say every time I go to the store, thank God for this parking space, this close parking space, because you know I ain't want to park in the back. So now every time we go to the store, we get a good parking space, who's in the back saying, oh, thank God for this parking space? My daughter, she be like, thank God for this parking space. Mm-hmm. Yes, and that is just a simple way of how God can favor us in any given circumstances that we face. All right. And then, so let me go and read you all the scripture focus for today. It is Psalms 90, 17. Again, that's Psalms 90, 17. It states, may the favor of the Lord our God rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. It says, may the favor of the Lord our God rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands for us. And so I don't know about you, but I always want God's favor to rest on me. Rest on me. Rest on me. If you want God's favor to rest on you, I just want you to declare, decree that right now, that God, please allow your favor to rest upon me, meaning to always be with me, to stay with me, to dwell within me, wherever I go, like wherever I'm driving to, wherever room I step into, whoever I'm speaking to, Lord, favor me in this situation in the name of Jesus. So I just claim that for each and every one of us today. And I claim that for each and every one of you in your careers, your business, or just in life in general. Because look, we are the King's kids. The King's kids, we are God's child. So we want to be walking around knowing that we are favored and asking God to just constantly shower not just his grace and mercy upon us, but his favor in any given situation upon us, okay? All right, well, I hope that definitely encourages you all to just go forth and conquer in any situation, knowing that God is going to favor you in this situation, not just favor you, but give you peace, peace that surpasses all understanding in the situation. He is going to remove any anxiety, any depression, any worryation that you may be feeling about any given situation that you may be in. I just pray that special prayer upon you all right now and ask that you all could constantly give God thanks. Give God thanks. Thank him in advance. Act like whatever it is that you're praying for, it's already here. It's already here. For example, my healing is already here. For example, that job that I'm seeking is already here. That interview that I'm wanting to get, it's already going to happen. It's going to happen in the name of Jesus. And it's not just going to happen or I'm going to get it, but I'm also going to do well within it. Do well within it. So we just ask God right now to give us favor. Favor, favor, favor in the name of Jesus. All right. And so let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, we don't take it for granted that you have definitely given us another day to live in your earthly realm, another day to get it right, Lord, another day to serve you in the name of Jesus, to serve you and to not just serve you, but to also serve those that you have assigned us to in the name of Jesus. And we ask that you allow us the boldness, give us the boldness to act expeditiously and whatever it is that you have called us to do in this earthly realm, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you. We thank you, thank you, thank you over and over again for what you have done, what you're currently doing, and what you're going to do for us, God. We just ask that you give us favor throughout our process periods, God. Favor, endurance, God, throughout us being processed, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And remind us that when we are being processed, to give us what it is that you want us to learn throughout our processing periods, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you. We lift our hands up high and we just ask that you just shower your blessings of favor upon us. Favor in the courtroom, favor in the doctor's office, favor in our interviews, favor in those the conference Zooms or meetings, the phone calls or whatever we may be having this week, God. Favor, favor, favor in the reports that we present to our clients or to our superior or upper management, God. Favor us in any situation, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the gifts that you have given us, Lord, in this season, for the gifts that we have not even been, that have not even been revealed to us, God. We ask that you bring them out of being dormant, God, and bless us to be bold enough to use it, to bring your people closer to you in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for always surrounding us during times we may not even feel like we're being surrounded by you, but God, you are always there in the midst. So always bring that to our remembrance, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we just lift your name on high. We give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor, because you are just simply worth it. You are worthy. You are worthy of our praise, Lord. Worthy of our praise. God, we just declare and decree right now that we always know whatever the situation looks like, that you have us, that you have us in the palm of your hands. You have us in the palm of your hands, meaning, Lord, you have it all in control. And so, God, we just thank you. We thank you for orchestrating every footstep, orchestrating every move, orchestrating everything we got going on this week. So, God, we give you thanks. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Give us strength, Lord, to continue with this fast. And God, we just thank you for allowing us to even get the boldness, the discipline to do a fast, and consistently seek your face for whatever it is that we are in need of in this season, Lord. We just thank you. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer. Have a wonderful and blessed work week, and I will catch you back up here next week. Definitely, if you have any questions regarding the fast, any testimonies regarding the fast, definitely email me at crystal@theubrandacademy.com. Want to share all of your testimonies with everybody that is in the fast for encouragement, okay? All right, I will chat with you later.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.